Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 14th. The grains looked to open up sharply lower here. We were down 24 cents overnight in the corn, 22 in the wheat, 41 in the beans. Dec corn was down 34. November beans were down 53. It's not that it's not going to be dry this week, but the temperature is going to be a lot cooler than thought. And then they're talking about a lot of rains coming in the 11 to 14 day period. So the new forecasts have broken the beans here and the grains and corn sharply. Now we've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. Most people think that the ratings are going to be lower because of South Dakota and North Dakota. And it certainly may drag down the averages out here. But I think in some states, certainly in the Midwest, have seen some rains. Things are a little bit better in some areas, maybe a little worse in others. But it looks like everybody's going to be getting rains in the next couple of weeks. Palm oil traded at the lowest level in 4 weeks. Bean oil was down 3 cents overnight. We're starting to get pretty iffy on these charts out here. Funds are still long corn and beans. There's been a report out since last week that there's a possible leak in a Chinese reactor. But the news has been out, you know, Thursday, Friday last week. Doesn't seem like anybody's too concerned about it. They're not calling it a disaster or a meltdown or anything of the kind. So we'll see if that plays any impact on the market here today. But so far, it's had absolutely no impact. Inspections this morning, they should be light on the beans, okay on the wheat. And, you know, a decent number on the corn, but lighter than we've been seeing out here. So overall, you know, it's a matter of do the funds want to support their positions this week or do they want to lighten up? We've got acreage report at the end of the month. Everybody thinks it's going to be bearish on corn and beans. So with the better weather forecast and more acres, it's hard to stay friendly out here. So we'll see where the markets go, but we've got the Fed meeting. We'll get results on that on Wednesday. But overall, I think the market's going to be just focused on the weather and what the funds want to do in these markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.